Patient name, Richard Whitmire, W-H-I-T-M-I-R-E, date of birth 8/15/66, date of service 1/22/24. This is a 57-year-old male patient. Complains of right-sided chest pain concerning the lateral right ribs. Apparently, a week ago, he was walking into his well house, and he stumbled a bit, and he fell fell against the doorpost. And he said he's never felt pain like that in his life, and he is here to be evaluated for a possible rib fracture. Period. New paragraph. No other issues verbalized to me today. Blood pressure 136/65, pulse 56, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, oxygenation 97%, current weight 340, allergies to Levaquin, current medication, he is on Norco 10-325, he takes it 4 times a day if needed. Medical history, he's had back problems with surgery to correct, surgical history as above, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Labs today include an x-ray. It did show a fracture at the fifth right lateral rib. Period in the paragraph. It is non-displaced. Period in the paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He's morbidly obese. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen morbidly obese. Palpating the chest over the right side, he does have some spot pointed tenderness over the site of the rib fracture. Once again, we did an x-ray. It did identify that fracture as well. Period in the paragraph. Assessment and plan. Right rib fracture, I believe it's the fifth rib. We're going to give him Toradol 60 milligrams as an injection. Patient has pain medication at his house, which consists of Norco 10-325. Period in paragraph. To that, we'll add Motrin 800 TID PRN, number 30. I've explained the plan of care. I told him it's going to take some time for this to heal up, but it is non-emergent at this case. If he has any ongoing pain, I've encouraged him to go see an orthopedist for further follow-up.